This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
So, like, I do have subscriptions to a couple of OnlyFans, and Rachel
wow.
knows I've got them.
You're just going to bring this up now?
How do you not say this until now?
Well, you were talking, and I didn't want to interrupt you.
Lies! Go ahead.
But yeah, I've got a couple. The only thing that we do that's like different is whenever it's time to pay bills, they get categorized as other and other so that I don't have to turn over any bank statements and be like, oh yeah, that is my OnlyFans account that I have a subscription to.
Wow. So you're trying to like cover it up?
Well, I just categorize it as other so that no one
yeah,
is able
I
to
categorize
look at my bill
it
statement.
As other. Sure, like, sure.
Wait, Alan, does Rachel know?
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah.
So how did you tell her? Like, how did this conversation happen?
I think I was just looking at it on my phone.
And you're just like, I'm into this chick?
This is such zero fucks given.
Just like, I mean, it's different than like, so I'm
oh,
sure
also, Alan's not hiding it. He's not weird right. about it.
Are you taking our producer money?
No, that's the other thing is like, it specifically comes from like my personal account, not our joint account.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's my personal money that is being spent on it, not money that we make or keep together.
Together, yeah.
And then
Alan's
the other part of it
fucking
is
Rachel's
like,
editing the show, sweating blood, sweat, and tears. And Alan's like,
OnlyFans.
Boop, boop, boop. No, but like the other part of it is like, I'm sure one of these creators will tell us is that when we have these things, like it's because a lot of these people like promote on Reddit. And now that like Tumblr's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
You don't know what Reddit is?
No.
Oh, Jesus. That's probably better for Tracy.
What the fuck
is
Reddit?
Probably. It's very similar to what like Tumblr and stuff.
I don't have
was.
That either.
Can we just leave Tracy's brain alone? It's overloading her today.
Just overgoing. Oh my god.
Wait, Alan, I'm asking the questions here. What kind of girls do you follow on
Yeah,
OnlyFans?
I
want to
know like what's your go-to girl
yeah.
for that?
I mean, honestly, I like people that are like it's a couple because then it's actual like sexual interaction and it's dealing with that part. And then, you know, I don't think I've got a specific type.
You follow couples on OnlyFans?
I take that back. I guess I do have a specific type.
Which is?
I like more alt or like punk girls.
Oh. And that's like the opposite of Rachel. That's so funny. It's such a fantasy world.
Well, I think it's because, like, growing up, I've always been more of that line, like, music mm-hmm. taste and all those kind of tastes. Like, I was a skater when I was younger.
Oh, skater boy.
Wait, I feel like that's good, though, because it's not like Rachel. It's not like girls who look like Rachel that you're, like, replacing Rachel. It's like girls that, like, of, like, a fantasy world of,
yeah.
like.
Yeah, it's, like, a different. And it's not something that it would be like, I'd want this instead. Honestly, it's more like, hey, maybe if we want something like this, we talk to somebody that looks like this.
Wow. Look at you putting it all out there today.
See you later, boy. Wait, Alan. I mean,
Jess is like gonna ram you with questions right now. Be
Wait,
ready.
Okay, just
ram
so...
me with questions. All right.
Yes.
Are we making an OnlyFans right
yes,
now?
Yes. This is exclusive content as we speak.
So, do you pay just the monthly fee, or do you pay extra for like little things? Like, are you like?
Oh no, I just pay like the monthly thing. And I will say something that like honestly gets annoying to me is like if I go to pay a monthly fee for something, and like I said, a lot of these are like find them on Reddit, and like they'll say this is what I've got on my OnlyFans. But then you get there and it's like, great, now here are these 15-second videos. And if you want anything longer than 15 seconds, you have to pay me like $20 per video.
Right,
and
they're like teasers.
For sure, make your money, do what you will, but make sure your advertising is accurate.
I'm sorry. I know Rachel is like the coolest girlfriend ever.
No, she really
She's
is.
The coolest wife.
Wife ever.
Like, she's just so sweet. I don't know. She's just
I can't
the best.
Imagine her like starting a prom and be like, you have OnlyFans. I can imagine her being like, it's whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't fucking hide it. He yeah. wasn't like creepy. He was probably right next to her on it. And she was yeah. like, oh, hey, what's that? And he was like, no big deal. It's my OnlyFans. And she's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
It's the I think the problem is the sneakiness of
it. We should get Rachel
on
the
show. I would feel very much more comfortable if a man would just come out and be like, I'm doing this, and like upfront and honest. I feel like communication, man, it's so underrated. It's
particularly
trigger,
when it comes
man.
To sex stuff, because it's not, and I understand where the taboo comes from. Like, I coming from a very staunchly like religious family. Yeah, there's fucking taboos that come with sex, but like for the love of fuck, just talk to somebody about what you like, what you want to try. The worst case scenario is you're going to hear, I'm not really into that, and like that's happened. There are definitely things I'm into that like Rachel's not about.
Like what?
Well, like Rachel doesn't want to be Rachel doesn't want to be choked.
She's such a nosy bitch. Like, tell me about your sex life.
Rachel has problems with like anything around her throat, but and she like Rachel can't swim because she can't put her head underwater. She has this fear of not being able to breathe.
Whoa. I mean, so choking is for sure a trigger for her. It's a no
choking
for her.
Is for sure out.
Also,
so, like,
I just recommend choking me out for you because you're like that
triple
movie.
Her size.
You're like that book, that guy Lenny with the rabbit that he like accidentally chokes with
accidentally choke and murder and kill someone.
How do you remember
Christ.
That?
You remember that?
Yes.
Crazy? Yeah, he's like petting the rabbit. He accidentally kills it. That's Alan and Rachel.
Jesus Christ. Thanks. That's the weirdest thing anybody's ever said to me. Like, slightly offended. But,
I mean, there's nothing I can say right now to make this better.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. So yeah. So you had to have that conversation. Yeah. No, for sure. And I think especially in long-term relationships, you have to talk about these things.
There's gonna be a lot of shit though in long-term relationships that like one person likes to do that the other doesn't like to do.
Yeah.
Like some people are really fucking into.
Mind.
Yeah. No, you could get them too sometimes, but some people
I mean, like they might be all for something at one point, and then a little bit later, like it's the same thing as food. Your tastes change.
Yeah, you become like more comfortable with people, and
yeah, you're hella wise, Alan.
Hella wise. Great. Thanks.
You know, you're right though, and it's you're so right. Your tastes change, and they could change sexually too.
Yeah.
And what you're attracted to and what you're into.
When shit gets boring, you'd be surprised the shit you allow.
Bro, I hate morning sex. Like, I've just never liked it. Denny always likes it in the morning.
Skeeve it.
Me too.
I don't talk until I brush my teeth until the morning.
Me too.
Dude,
but you know
same.
What I've been
I don't
doing?
Like morning sex. Like,
I hate
what?
It. The baby wakes up to eat at like 4 a.m. and I can't go back to sleep, and I'm so bored. So I just wake up Denny. Have sex, and he just he's down every time.
Wow.
Of course, I guess, because he's a dude. But
wow, I'll do morning blowies before I do morning sex, because I don't want you kissing me in the morning. I need you to brush your teeth and like be away from my face, because I hate like when you wake up and like you just smell like sleep, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, like, oh, I was just like cuddled under covers.
Yeah,
so I skeeve it. I don't know why I skeeve.
Does
so
the
bad.
Dick not smell like sleep too?
Not if he's clean. I mean,
sleepy
it should
dick.
It shouldn't overnight
but,
turn
like,
into
Alan,
sleepy dick.
Do you
overnight.
Always wake up with a boner? Because I feel like Danny wakes up with a boner like 90% of the days, and that's why he likes morning sex.
Not all of the time, but like there is almost always at least one part of the morning where suddenly it's like, oh, okay. Like yesterday, I had to wake up.
Oh, okay.
For work.
I wish I had that on Tavis's face.
I had to wake up really early for work yesterday, and like I was really tired, and then around the time I actually woke up, suddenly I was like, why do I have a fucking hard on?
Why do I need sex right now?
And like I went and I hugged Rachel good morning, and she was like, excuse me. I was like, yeah, sorry, something just woke up.
Hugging her with your boner.
Wait, I have a question. Jess has gotten off so much on this. Like, I need, Jess, is there times, like, you have sex toys in this home. I know you do. Is there times that, like, certain times or certain shit that you're watching? I think you get off way too easy on this show. I am always dragged. You attack Alan.
Oh,
why are we not coming back on this bitch?
You were saying getting off, and I thought.
I meant, like, you're getting off scot-free.
Way.
Like, she's getting off fucking easy. Also probably getting off, but
getting
she's so shady that she doesn't tell us. I want to know, what do you watch? When do you need it? Like, when do you?
Yeah, Jess.
Yeah, like, are you watching
toy?
Porn and like playing with like all your shit that
this
we've been
is
given?
OnlyFans, not an Only Jess episode.
No, this is not. Jess needs to be grilled sometimes because she gets off way too easy.
So right now, only your fans are asking.
Yeah, me and Alan are your fans.
What's the question?
I don't know. Decide for yourself what you want to answer.
I just told you I wake Dennis up for sex. It's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, but we're asking like your own shit. Like, I know we have a lot of sex toys in this house because you know why? I have the same ones at my house because we've been given them.
Yeah, I have. I don't even know where to keep them. I have so many. I have
I keep them
in like
literally
a box.
On my fucking desktop, like on my fucking next to my bed. It's not in a drawer. It's on the fucking top of my thing. I'm not hiding anything here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Tina.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Obsessed with the Best.
We met in a spin class in New York City.
Right after my Brazilian wax.
Oof.
And we've been friends ever since. We've worked as actresses, singers, models, makeup artists, and producers.
Depending on the week, we're doing something totally different. And because of our jobs, we have to try everything. Products, trends, you name it.
And then we give you the real deal over drinks.
We promise to only talk about the best of the best, the things we're absolutely obsessed with.
And we cover it all because we know that a book and a documentary can add just as much value to your life as a jade roller and a cocktail.
Welcome to Obsessed with the Best with Alex and Tina. Don't forget to like, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Obsessed with the Best Pod.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Liz.
Hey, Liz, are you schmat?
I'm pretty schmat. Are you schmat?
Not as schmat as I'm going to be after I listen to an episode of Learn a Little.
Learn a Little? That's a stupid podcast for smart people.
It sure is. Every episode, Liz and I each take a random Wikipedia article and teach the other person about it.
We could be learning about anything, from the politics of West African islands to Olympic gold medalists from New Jersey.
Then we quiz each other to see who wins each episode and who gets to wear the crown of schmat. So far, I have not yet won.
So come laugh along and learn. Learn a Little, with new episodes every other Friday.
Hosted by Dimly Wit and Background Joys, it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
Learn a Little, a stupid podcast for schmat people.
Schmat.
Rachel's maid of honor gave us the weirdest fucking sex toy for the wedding.
Ew, what?
It was, well, it's not, it's actually not that weird of a toy. It's just a vibrator, but it's like a vibrating cock ring that is shaped like a fucking cat.
Ew. It would have been great until, it would have been great until you just said that.
That's a genius gift. That's so good.
Ew, Jess would like
it's
that.
It's so fucking funny.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
It's never been used. It likely will never be used, but it's there.
No, cock rings are great.
Just like,
Oh, vibrating cock rings are great. Just, I don't want it shaped like a cat around my dick.
All right. Well.
I love it, and I cannot wait for you to use it. Okay, so, no, I don't think I have any, like, weird, I don't have any weird...
Like, you're not in here, like, putting Cecily down for a nap, running to your top drawer, and, like, whipping out your, like, weird, you know, taboo porn.
All right, I will say, when I was pregnant, I was on another level. Dennis was working, like, nights, and I think I masturbated every single day.
Oh, that's what we're asking. Okay, great. I'm happy with that answer.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I think there was something disturbing. I was thinking about the other day. I was like, I was an animal when I was pregnant. What was wrong with me?
Yeah, good for you.
Like, I had sex the night before I went into labor. Wow. Like, I was out of control. And I think about it now and I'm like, ew. Disgusting.
That's incredibly impressive. I'm impressed by that fact that, like, the night before you go into labor, you're still ready to get intimate.
That is very rare, so... Good for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about the other night. I'm like, wow, like, because I was looking at pictures and, like, you know, in the moment, you're like, think you look great. And I was like, God damn, I was a big lady.
Big Bertha.
I was a big Bertha. And I'm like, trying to seduce Janice. What was I?
Trying to seduce Janice. Oh, he was probably, every time you walked in, he was probably like, yeah, Bertha. Yeah, Bertha.
Oh my God.
All right, I've got a question for both of you then. Do you only get turned on by looking at pictures and videos of others, or does it turn you on to, like, watch yourself?
I don't have, this is, okay, I get asked this by somebody, anyway. So I never, like, they're like, if somebody asks you to send, like, oh, send me something of, like, you, at what point when you're so into it, are you thinking, BRB, let me go get my camera? I'm, like, not thinking about that to record it.
Go get your camera. You've got a phone.
No. You know what I mean. Go get the camera and your phone. I know what I'm saying. Like, I don't think to, like, reach for my phone in the moment where I'm, like, literally about to, like, go crazy. Like, I don't think, like, oh, hold on. Let me go get and record this. Like, I'm never thinking that way.
Yeah. Who asked you that? Who else besides us is asking
you
that?
I'm not going here. Not going to answer that. But I was like, I don't have shit like that. Like, when I'm in the moment and there's really good, like, something going on, like, not once am I thinking, like, I should be recording this. Not once. So, like, I need other people. Like, I also have different moods. Like, I'll be very into one thing that I'm not into another time, and, like, one thing that I'll, like, look up to search. And then other days it doesn't do anything for me. And I'm like, eh. Mm-hmm. But also it takes me, like, a few minutes to find the right video, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a porn.com, like, regular.
So I think Alan is telling us that he watches himself.
Yeah.
No, I think I would be telling you that I will watch Rachel.
I don't really have, like...
That's why you do it. Like, you...
I think
you
it's easier it for so guys. Watch,
like, I guess that's true.
I don't, like, really save videos like that I have of just guys, you know?
No, I mean, I'm not saying of just her.
Alan, that's,
like,
so romantic.
He's like, I love watching Rachel send me masturbate videos.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like...
You and her.
Like, if you go, all right, you say you never have it happen in the moment.
I mean, maybe when I was married, different story. But, like, now, I don't ever think that to stop.
See, I don't,
record.
I don't, like, stop and think to record. Usually it's like, hey, you want to do this tonight and, like, record it?
I mean, I guess. I just, anything that's ever been recorded ever or taken pictures of are on my phone and never on anyone else's. I know.
But there's definitely never a time that I look at a video and I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I'm in this.
Same, Alan. Same. I'm like, I would rather watch some hot girl than me. No thanks. I don't need to be reminded what I look like from that angle.
Oh,
hard pass for me.
I mean, I kind of understand what you are saying, Alan, because I am, like, I am on another level attracted to Dennis. Like, I...
Yeah. He's tall. See, and he's a jock.
I'm
like,
surprised Jess
Jessica
hasn't been like, oh, yeah, I've got pictures of Denny in uniform, like...
Yeah, no, I'm hyper.
Have you ever had him, like, have sex with you in uniform of a, like role play and shit?
Yeah.
Wow. Badgemoney.com over here.
Officer Denny, I've Officer been naughty. Denny.
Like, sometimes just, like, watching the way he walks, like, turns me on. Like, I am, like, hyper. And I actually,
wow,
sometimes I'm
like,
I'm like, damn, I'm like, do you feel the same about me? Like, does me and my sweat outfit turn you on every day?
It's incredible.
But yeah, so I do kind of understand what you're saying, because sometimes I will, like, fantasize about him, which is kind of weird, I guess.
No, that's great. What do you mean? You want to be attracted to somebody that you're with.
I don't think I've ever been like this. I'm like nuts about it. I don't know why.
That's amazing.
I don't think
this
the feelings are mutual, but I am, like, obsessed with him sexually. I don't know why. Just everything. It's
that's
because
Denny's putting it down. Memorable shit.
Memorable shit.
Filed in the brain.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll be right back.
hosted on dimlywit.com.